For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Today we'll hear the next installment of our occasional series of interviews with people in the cannabis industry strategizing for changes in the new year. Our guest today is Ron Edwards, a cannabis nursery owner who is preparing for his retirement. Edwards also has a catering business and is familiar with spreadsheets, taxes, and the other usual practices of business ownership. We jumped right in, talking about the investment of becoming legal.
My wife and I own CK Nursery. We are a cannabis nursery, and we're located just north of Willits.
So what have you paid in terms of fees to apply to all these programs and try to keep up with the compliance requirements?
I did file for my small domestic use, which is $250 for 5 years, and the small irrigation use is $750 per year.
So that's to be in compliance with your water use situation. What about fees and licensing to be in compliance with all the other requirements to be a legal cannabis business owner?
So $2,500 for the flat tax for nurseries in Mendocino, the $1,470 application fee. I have paid $10,000 to upgrade buildings on my property, and I have another probably $10,000 to go on that. $75 to Sonoma State to research to see if I have any archaeological artifacts on my property. And then once that's approved, my administrative permit will be approved. Then I will pay for the nursery license to the county. Oh, the two $800 fees or the fees for corporations to file with the state. So, you know, they add up. But if you can take the time and do the research, you can save yourself quite a bit of money.
I've heard a lot of talk about how onerous the regulations are, but I'm wondering if you see anything in the new legalization situation that you believe could possibly improve the situation. Like, is this going to make anything better?
I was a little disappointed in all of the early talk about we're going to do everything for the small farmer, we're going to make the small farmer work. And what I realized that it's very much like opening up one of the lower level franchises where it's really going to cost you about $200,000 to get in. I really would have enjoyed staying a cultivator, but my property is not really suited for the new light depth style of growing. So I had to take a skill that I had of providing clones to people and then really just go full on with the nursery. And to stay competitive in the nursery, I'm going to have to be expanding for the next couple of years. And then it's probably going to be time to go off and do something else. I'm hoping that the product we put out there is good enough to keep us going, but I don't see it as a 10-year business that I'll be able to maintain.
Wow, I was going to ask you what your survival strategy was, and it sounds like the survival strategy is get out.
Yeah, it's to build a good business, to build good product, have a good standard operating procedure. I'm thinking more like a franchise so that if someone were to purchase me, they could take what we're doing here in Northern California, duplicate it in Southern California. That's my strategy in going forward.
So what was it that made you decide to try to go legal instead of turning to the black market?
As early as 3 years ago, when we put our well in, Fish and Wildlife was fining people $50,000 for using your seasonal creek to take water out of. So at that point, it started me moving in the legal direction. Also in the market, I don't see how going back the way we were cultivating 20 years ago under the trees, that product is really not marketable. And I didn't want to lose my property.
Did you think at the beginning that you might be able to do it for a lot longer than you're thinking that you can do it now?
I was. And then at some of the first conventions I went to, I met a couple of venture capital people and some money people, and they burst my bubble really early on. I would be a full-time raising capital to expand. So the best advice they told me was to prepare my business with good records, to show sales, to show experience, and prepare to be sold.
So So the thing you're pushing for with the Board of Supervisors is transferability of the license, right, so that you can sell your business?
That is absolutely necessary because there are no other businesses that deny that. And I'm not asking the Board of Supervisors to just sign over to a new owner. They would have to go through the approval process. But to invest the amount of time and the money in a business that you cannot sell is kind of ludicrous.
So is there more dealing with regulations in this business than in the other businesses that you've run?
Yeah, you know, and in the catering, I do use software to hold my recipes, to book events and so forth. But even that software is only $1,200 a year, or I'm looking at $6,000 a year for the software for cannabis. It seems that anything that is related to cannabis has a little hidden cannabis tax.
Edwards is optimistic about the role of farmers markets in strengthening small farmers, though, like many in the industry, he wonders how it will be possible to comply with the different requirements set forth by the State Water Board and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He advises everyone who hopes to stay in the business to be as efficient as possible and to stay familiar with every aspect of how their business is run.
Well, that sounds like a lot of really good advice, and I appreciate you taking the time on a Saturday afternoon to talk about business.
Yeah, there's a lot to this, and I really want to see people survive, but unless they get good information, they're not going to survive.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.